chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.
I'm so excited to have you join me on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Today is Wednesday, November the 30th. Where did the month go? I cannot believe that it is already over. I just can't believe we're in December. I know everyone is so excited about Christmas and the kids are ready to be out of school and people ready to be off work. I think Thanksgiving kind of set it off for me. I was ready to eat, I think, the Monday before Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. So I'm very excited about the holidays. I always love the holidays, and I just thank God to see another year. This year has been so amazing, and I'm so glad that you guys, the listeners all over the world, can join me in this journey, and I'm celebrating you, and you're celebrating me, so this is a great thing. I'm so glad. Today in D.C., we're raining all day. We got a little cool temperatures. We're in the high 60s all over. In Detroit, Michigan, it seems like you guys have some great weather. You're in the 50s. 57 is your high. Partly cloudy, but you're sunny now. In Richmond, Virginia, you're cloudy today. You're not too far from here, but you're not getting any rain today. You're in the mid-70s and so on and so forth. Jacksonville, you are partly cloudy today, but your high is 83. Will I expect anything less from Jacksonville, Florida? Well, listen, I'm super excited about today's show. I am so honored and so blessed to have my publisher, Charisma Media Creation House Division, joining us today. This is going to be a spectacular show. I cannot wait to have them come on. And then we have my main man, A-Train, is going to be joining me. And also, we have Pamela Luhing, who is bringing us the business today, 5 Minutes to Success. And we have my friend from Detroit, Michigan, my homie, personal trainer, Altonio Seahorn Jr., who's going to be sharing his thoughts and his journey as far as 5 Minutes of Fitness. So we got some great things going on. I got some surprise giveaways. Again, this is the Christmas holiday, so 'tis the season to be jolly and be thankful and grateful. And so to do that, I want to show my appreciation by giving away some DVDs, Health and Soul Fitness DVDs, just for the holidays, so you can get rid of the fluff and get ready for 2017. Also, I got Born into Sin, Transform into Destiny. Listen, you got to catch up. I got both of those on digital download as well, and I also have them in hard copy both. But listen, you got to catch up with Born into Sin, Transform into Destiny, because we're moving on to Keys Against the Enemy in 2017 spring, so we definitely can't wait to get this going, get you guys caught up and everything. So listen, I don't want to hold on and delay the show any longer, because we got so much going on. Right now I have joining me and super excited, Executive Vice President, Publisher, and Director, Dr. Steve Green, and he's also got my buddy along with him, Sales Representative Ruben Shiraz. And so we're very, very excited about them joining us. Dr. Steve, are you on with us now?
He should be connecting with us in just a second. It's Ruben Suarez. Nice to talk to you again, Gina. How are you?
You know what? I always get tongue-tied with your wonderful, meaty, wholesome name. It's so powerful. My tongue can't even pronounce. I've been practicing, and then I'll say it one way, and then I'll say it right, and I say, oh, I got it. And I almost called you this morning, Ruben, so we can do like a training, because I really wanted to say it right. Oh, bless your heart. Thank you for joining us. Can you say it one more time? Ruben Suarez.
Yeah, Suarez.
Suarez. That's right. Okay, I got it. Okay. So listen, thank you so much for joining us. Can you give us a little bit while we're waiting on Dr. Steve to come on, if you can just go ahead and give us some history about Charisma Media and, you know, Creation House. Or do you want to pick up from where do you want to start? Because I know he's like one of the people that's been around for a while. But wherever you want to start to let the people know exactly about Charisma Media and Creation House.
Well, Dr. Green has just been able to come on right now with us. So,
well, hello, Dr. Gina. Steve Green.
Well, hello, ma'am. It is great to hear your voice and to be with you on your show.
Well, I'm so glad to have you. You know, I've been with you all now for, oh my God, since 2009. And we're actually working on another project together, which I'm super glad about, Keys Against the Enemy. And I was talking to Ruben, and I said, you know what? People need to know, you know, because you guys have been around so long, and you're worldwide and have so many followers. And people, it's another generation coming up, and I wanted to give the opportunity for expansion as well. And I know everyone looks for an opportunity for expansion. Can you tell those that don't know about Charisma Media some history, when it started? And you know, where are you at now?
Okay, so let me make sure I get your question answered for your audience instead of me doing a promotion for Charisma Media. Do you want me to speak to the authors in your audience or to Christians? Like, who specifically should I address?
Well, I want you to address, first of all, the believers, the Christians, that, you know, people that just don't know about your magazine, they don't know about, you know, your website, you know, things like that.
Okay. Well, you know, the magazine is now 41 years old. Started
wow.
as a little small newsletter in a church, and I grew from that. It was called Charisma Day One when it was sent out by Steve and Joy Strang as a newsletter in their church. And it's just grown over the years to become... You know, I think at its peak is 300,000-500,000 readers. We're still in the neighborhood of 200,000-300,000 readers now. We have online websites. Most of us, most of your listeners will probably be more aware of Charisma News online, of Ministry Today online, of course, Charisma Magazine online. We have probably in the area of 5 to 7 million viewers every 30 days. All unique viewers every 30 days on our website. You may also know that we've got a podcast that now has over 1.5 million downloads in about a year, a little bit over a year. So, you know, we've got content. What I've noticed when I got here, ma'am, is that our audience craves content. We almost can't put up too much stuff. They'll read it. We have one news story a day. And we went to a second news story a day, and we just doubled our audience. You know,
wow.
They're insatiable. They want to read about the Lord. They want to read about the direction of the Holy Spirit. They want to read more about the people and places of our Christian walk. How can we hear more from the Holy Spirit? It's just amazing what people are craving for. And that's why we went to a podcast like what you're doing here with your radio. We want to give more content to an audience that's hungry for it.
Wow.
And so that's a pretty good segue into what we call Creation House, which is our part of our book division for self-published authors, or what we call co-publishing. That, you know, sometimes a new pastor, a young pastor, or an old pastor, age doesn't matter, has a message that they want to get out there. And so, you know, they'll publish their own book in order to get their story out there, and who knows what will come of it. And we try to work with those authors in a way that we understand them. It's their first book. We have a good audience, an author development program, where we work with them to get better at their writing, to improve. And then, you know as well as I know how important it is to have a good marketer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've written a good book, you know, it's that age-old thing back in the 60s that said you can build a better mousetrap, but the world won't necessarily be the path to your door. You may
right.
have the best book that's written, but if it's a well-kept secret, it's going to not sell very much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of a background, a very quick background. I know your time.
Well, you know what, Dr. Steve, I just wanted to touch bases on some of what you were saying. You know, I find it so fascinating, and I know a lot of the listeners are finding it just as fascinating. It with the world now with visual, so much visual, there's still a healthy amount of people that truly enjoy reading, and they want more, and they're craving more of, you know, worldwide understanding of how the Holy Spirit is moving. And you guys touch all over the globe with different, you know, different pastors and different believers that have had encounters and supernatural experiences with the Lord, and just they're willing to share it, and you get these stories as well. So it's so much for us to impart in when we connect with you all, be it iPad, magazine, digital, or hard copy. And I just think that the listeners that love to read, and those that may not have known of this, they might now desire to do that. Now, pertaining to the authors, you know, my experience with you guys is that, you know, if you're not known, and you connect with someone who is known, and there's a partnership there that's developed. And of course, it goes through a process and everything. And you guys, you know, determine if it's a fit, you know, because a partnership got to be a good fit. And, at the bottom line is that you guys distribute, you edit. You do all of the graphics, you do the cover, you edit, you even break it down to chapters, you even distribute them, you have them at different venues of events, where, and it's also in your magazines and things like that. So it is a great company. I love you guys. I told Ruben that I was never going to leave. I love you all so much.
You better not. We'll come find you. We'll lasso you back into the fold. You better not leave us. We love working with you, Gina. You're a blessing. Your show's a blessing. I know you help a lot of people. Just think about this podcast thing for a minute. And your show right now, many people can listen to right on their phone. You know,
yes.
They can tune in and listen to you. And what I discovered when we thought about adding podcasts is that, you know, 98% of people carry around this phone in their hand all the time. That we don't have to worry about trying to find them, trying to reach them. They're holding us in their hand. And so the new content goal was to put our content in their phone. And my strategy, rather than making them read it, when they're driving, I can have it in their coffee cup holder inside their car, and they're listening to Christian content. They're getting blessed while they drive. You know, maybe there'd be a little less road rage if they're listening to Scripture while they're driving.
Yes, exactly. We need less road rage. We definitely do. So many people are so angry. I mean, while I'm in intercession, you know, and praying, that's one of the things that I pray over our nation is against the spirit of anger and frustration. And I just feel like writing and music and things like that, these are outlets that can release so much, you know, because I think people are just frustrated with waiting. They have so much creativity inside of them. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to turn to. And this is why I'm so glad about this platform, because God literally allows me to connect people, you know, through this podcast. And so it's very, very a blessing, because I've never had a publisher on here, because of course I'm with you all, so but just to have you guys on here and be able to express about your company and just how many people you are reaching and touching, it is such a blessing. And you can't fret the humble beginnings, right, Dr. Steve? Because like you said, 41 years ago, you all started in a church. It was a newsletter. And look at how far God has brought you guys. And it's been consistent. And as God has added people onto you, they share the vision. And so just like you picked up the baton, and now you're vice president and publishing and directing. How do you wear so many hats?
My wife is asking me that question, too, when I come home 15 hours later from leaving the house. It's just, you know what? I'm called. I'm gifted by God. I'm called to be here. I'm favored to be here. And I don't think I've worked a day since I've been here, Gina. You know, you and your 80,000 listeners, they come to you because you're providing content. You know, you're a blessing. God's using you. Your voice is inspired by the Holy Spirit. What you say and how you say it. You know, I think back to that road rage comment, and when I walk, go down a highway and somebody cuts me off, that seems to be a thing on I-4 here in Florida. They love the ministry of the cut you off. You know, yeah. I about lose my front bumper every time I drive on that thing, but I've learned to simply say, Jesus died for you too. Because I used to get angry, you know, maybe honk a horn, you know, or, you know, get all fired up inside my heart. And I was called on it by the Lord and said, you know, this isn't Christian behavior. Let them go. They want to be in front of you? Let them go.
Yeah.
They'll get to heaven last, but, you know.
I think that's what the Bible say. The first shall be the last, and the last right. shall be first. So when you push your way on through, go on ahead. I'm going to wait on the Lord to get me through.
Yep. The important thing is to love them. That's what I told my wife, that, you know, okay, I've got to learn to love this person that just cut me off. I don't know them. I'll never meet them again, maybe, because have you noticed that people behave differently in their car than if they were in a grocery store and you met them in line?
Oh,
you know,
my gosh, tell somebody.
And I think, to your listeners, I think I would say, this kind of reveals the heart. It reveals the heart that's in me, and that's what God showed me while I was driving, is that my heart's revealed and how I receive them and how I drive. And how I want to let more people get in front if that's what they will bless their day. But I don't want to have that bad heart. What I do in the dark, which in a sense, inside of my car, minding my own business, that's the dark. But it's very observable by the Lord, who sees all of our actions and our hearts revealed to him.
Well, you know what, Dr. Steve, you got to preach. Now you're a minister. You got so many. God has just anointed you to just do so many things. And isn't that amazing that he gives us grace to do multiple things? And I find it very interesting. A lot of times people don't even really realize that, you know, it's questionable to so many people. But when you tap into what God is doing and you allow him to truly have his way in your life, you'll be surprised what you can do. Isn't that true?
Oh, you got it. And listen, ma'am, you know this, Gina, better than all of us put together, probably, that without grace, we're just nothing.
You know, I can't do nothing without them.
Grace. Without grace, John Bevere teaches that in a really strong way. One of his books was just dedicated to the grace for work, that there's more grace available to us. God's grace is about enabling us, helping us to do what it is he's called us to do. He didn't say, go on out there and figure it out. He said, I will give you the grace you need to operate in your job. Isn't that a blessing?
It's such a blessing. It's so true and such a blessing. But the Bible says I can do all things. But even we, with our understanding, we limit all. But when we say that and we, you know, minister to ourselves, God is saying, okay, because I got so much for you to do. I think about Abraham and Lot when they split up and how much Abraham was responsible for once they split up. He had no idea all of the land, all of the responsibility, you know what I mean, that he had to, you know, be over. And it's just amazing because you really don't know. And that's why it says lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him and he will direct your path, all your ways. Doesn't matter if you fall short or whatever, you know, just get up and really seek him and allow him to clean it up, fix it up, and just line up with what he has, because it's perfect. Wouldn't you say that, Dr. Steve?
Yes. And you know, you have people listening right now that the Holy Spirit is drawing them, is giving them an unction and an encouragement to write a book. You know they are. They're people that God's encouraging them to go do something bigger than them, to get uncomfortable. You're comfortable, you're not doing what God wants you to do, because he's going to keep you uncomfortable and fully dependent upon him. If I get independent, I'm comfortable. And I want to say right now that if there's somebody out there that wants to write a book, we'll help you. We'll work with you. You know that. We're even more directed now, more energy being put up on the front end to try to help our authors write the book that God's inspiring them to write, to teach them to sit at the keyboard and let the Holy Spirit blow through their fingers, and then have a partner that'll help them market their book. And that's what we want to do. We want to teach them how to develop mailing lists and use Amazon and to do the modern things that God has helped us to create to get that book moving quicker.
Hmm. And I want to say this. Listen, if you are listening to this show right now and you are an author and you feel the need that God is, you feel that God is, you know, leading you in that direction to write your story or give revelation or your testimony, whatever he's poured into you, I suggest that you really take heed to it. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. And listen, it's not just for me. It's not just for Dr. Stephen and the rest of the team at Charisma Media and Creation House, but it's also for the kingdom of God. That's what it's all about. It's not a my thing. Yeah. It's not a them thing. Listen, they got followers galore. They got over, I don't even know how many authors they have estimate, but I know they got a lot of followers. And this right here is a God thing. It's not something that they are, you know, desperately trying to pull on you or get you to be a part of their family, but this is just anointed by God to just say, hey, this is your time, and I'm willing to help you because God put it in my heart to reach out to these listeners, these 80 to 120,000 listeners, that you may be in need of our assistance, and God put it on our heart to help you. So I'm so thankful that you guys are anointed and appointed and gifted and loving and so passionate about where God has you right now. Ruben, did you want to say anything to add? Because I know you on board with the Creation House marketing and all of that. What do you want to add to the listeners? What's exciting with the division of Creation House?
Well, Gina, I think one of the newest exciting opportunities that we have here at Creation House is something that Dr. Green came up with, which is our author development program. And like you briefly mentioned before, our author development program is to help new authors, even some established authors, refine their skill, help them to create a concept or to outline the chapters of the book, help them to develop it, to stay on task, to make sure that it gets done. And then the relationship doesn't end there. The relationship just begins there because it continues on through promotion. It continues on through helping us helping you build what we call your platform and help you expand your influence so that your ministry can grow. We want people to tie into you, not just to plug into or purchase your book. We want people to tie into you and what God has called you to do. And we do that here at Creation House. And under the direction of Dr. Green, we have seen tremendous growth. We have seen tremendous development for our authors. And and it's only the sky's the limit now.
Ma'am, could I add one thought, Gina?
Please do. Please do.
Let's say that, because I'm feeling this in my spirit, that there are people out in the audience that are saying, you know, I wonder if God is speaking to me. I really feel a draw. The Holy Spirit's drawing me to write. I really want to write. I've always wanted to write a book. I've got a message I think the Lord has laid on me. I want to ask a question to all those folks that are wondering if they're hearing from God. There's really only a couple of possibilities here. Either God is speaking to you, or I know it's not the devil. The devil isn't encouraging you to write a book. Do you agree with that, Gina?
He would not.
Well, evil's not doing it. The Holy Spirit is probably speaking to you, or else you had a bad cucumber last night. Right? You just ate something bad, and you got this burp going on that you think you want to write. It can only be God inspiring you to do it. That's it. If you've got that quickening of the spirit right now, you got that unction where you feel like God's saying it. Let me give you a website where they can drop me a note or drop Ruben a note.
Yeah, please give me your contact information.
Ma'am, I'll just make it real simple. Creationhouse.com. That's just creationhouse.com. And send a note. Ruben will get it. If you want to talk to me, the easiest way to reach me is on our Charisma email address. You know how to get them to me. I'm not worried about them finding me. Let's just reach out and see. We want to help you. That's it. And if they contact you, you know how to get a hold of us. We'll do anything we can to encourage them, because I don't believe that their thought right now that they're having as they listen to you and your show, that they're having a thought that's created by anyone else but the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit nudges me to give money to somebody. That's the Lord. It sure isn't me, and it sure isn't the devil. So what's left? It's the Holy Spirit. It's God drawing me to do this thing, to do what God is asking us to do.
And listen, if you did not get that, again, it's creationhouse.com and charismamedia.com, Dr. Steve.
That works. I think just Creation House. Let's do that.
Let's just do creationhouse.com just to make it simple. And again, if for some reason you always can reach through me and I can direct you right to them, creationhouse.com. Listen, I love you guys. Go ahead.
One word, ma'am. Creation House is one word.
Oh, Creation House, not .com? Yeah, creationhouse.com. Yeah.
It's Creation House is one word, .com.
Yeah, creationhouse1word.com. Okay, well, listen, Dr. Steve and Ruben, thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate y'all. Listen, I was on a Florida tour. I got to make my way to Lake Mary to see you guys. I want to take pictures. I want to love on y'all and have lunch and all of that. I've been with y'all too long to not have ever hung out with y'all.
Come on. We'll take you to lunch. We'll podcast with you. We'll give you a ground tour. Treat you like the woman of God you are.
Oh, well, I love you guys. And like I told Ruben, didn't I tell you, Ruben, I wasn't never going nowhere.
Well, I look forward to working with you and to, continuing our friendship and, helping your listeners write their books, whatever God wants them or inspires them to do. And again, that's creationhouse.com.
Well, all right. Well, thank you again. And listen, I look forward to talking to you soon, Ruben and Dr. Steve. I love you guys.
God bless you, and the Lord bless you and give you favor. And to all of your listeners, if the Lord's pulling you,
listen.
All right. Goodbye, man. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, now we're going to take a couple of minutes for a break. And listen, we got my main man, A-Train, that's going to be joining me next. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Shirley Sees, and guess what? You are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Don't touch that dial.
Well, all right, A-Train, my man, what's going on?
What's going on, Dr. Gina? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh, I missed you so much last week. We had a recording because of the holidays, and I thought, God, Lee, I should have just went on and did the show because I was missing y'all.
I know.
Like, it's nothing wrong with me. I don't need no rest. Look.
It threw a monkey wrench in my week as well. I was like, am I supposed to be somewhere today? Like, something is off. It threw me off being off last week.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So listen, but it's all good. Something exciting to good. Share with us. And I thought about that. You had something big and exciting going on this weekend that we didn't even get to know about.
It's cool. We'll talk about it. I had a great experience up there in Denver, Colorado. The mayor of Denver, Colorado, shout out to him, Mayor Hancock, brought me and my team up there on red carpet treatment, man. The hospitality that they laid out for us was just phenomenal. And I had a chance, an opportunity to host and perform one of the city's largest annual event, 100 Men Who Cook. So, big shout out to the president and vice president of 100 Men Who Cook, Norma and Chuck. They do an awesome job there in the city for the youth in that community. So I had a blast. It was a sold-out event. Listen, that Denver, Colorado might just be my second home. They did your boy right up.
I know when you get that love from a city, and you know what I mean? That state stuff, that is just so amazing. It's so amazing that they receive exactly what God has in you. You know what I mean? And it just makes it so easy to pour out.
I know. I know. It was awesome. And it was so funny because, you know, we all know that it's legal up there for medicinal marijuana. And brother, they tried to invite me to all kind of dispensaries. The driver, the time we left the airport, the driver's like, have you heard about our number one dispensary here? I'm like, no, but I'm good. It's like, are you sure? They have t-shirts. Oh, wow. They have cups. I say, no, man, I'm fine, you know? Thank you. I'm good. They was like, well, let's at least drive him by one so he can at least see it. I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious right now?
No means no. No means no.
And they were telling me, they was like, well, you can look this one up on Yelp.com. I'm like, they got the weed house on Yelp?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Listen, they have more dispensaries in Colorado than they have Starbucks. And you know Starbucks.
Oh, my gosh.
This is true. This is true. They told us that they have more dispensaries in that city than they have Starbucks. So it was so fun and so hilarious just being up there and experiencing everything. We got a chance to go and see the Red Rocks Amphitheater, which is an amphitheater in the middle of carved out mountains. And it is phenomenal to see in person. So we had a good time. We had a good time. So I'm quite sure it's nothing compared to you hanging out with Pastor Shirley Caesar, with beans, greens, the potatoes, and tomatoes.
You know what? I want to share about that, but while you were talking about business in Denver, this is a great opportunity for us to go ahead and listen to what Pamela Luhin, giving us 5 minutes to success, has to say. You know, we love to hear from her, and this is such a blessing.
Yes.
We haven't heard Pamela Luhin's 5 minutes to success in a minute. Seemed like forever. So listen,
right,
we're going
to
get ready for that and tune in, you guys, and see what Pamela is sharing with us, business consultant, right now. Stay tuned.
Welcome to 5 Minutes to Success. I am Pamela Ree Luhing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 minutes is for you. If you are currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you are an entrepreneur who feels like you're fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 Minutes to Success is designed to set a foundation to move you from your passion and purpose to a profit-making business. Last month, I shared step number 8 of my book, Build a Solid Foundation. This month, we will focus on step 9, Make Your Brand Come to Life. Madam C.J. Walker, the first black woman millionaire in America who was known for her successful line of hair care products, once said, "Don't sit down and wait for the opportunities to come. Get up and make them." Essentially, that's how you make a brand come to life. Marketing is the lifeline of your business, but branding is the lifeline of your marketing plan. The American Marketing Association, AMA, defines a brand as a name, term, sign, symbol, or design, or a combination of them intended to identify the goods and services for one seller or group of sellers and to differentiate from those of other sellers. In an article written by Laura Lakes entitled, "What is Branding and How Important Is It to Your Marketing Strategy?" she outlined 5 objectives of a good brand. It delivers the message clearly, confirms your credibility, connects your target prospects emotionally, it motivates the buyer, and concretes your user loyalty. In addition, your brand should deliver consistent messaging across all marketing collateral, publicity, public relations campaigns, internal and external communications, marketing, and advertising efforts. This includes your website, your letterhead, logos, business cards, social media platforms, and press kits, etc. Chief branding strategist Ray Perez said that emotions lead to action and reasons lead to conclusions. You will have 20% naysayers who won't do business with you, 60% will follow you, and 20% will love you. So your brand strategy should target the 80% and leverage emotion, because emotions drive people to make a decision to buy. Authenticity is another extremely important element in branding. People need to be able to connect or feel you and your company's brand. It should evoke positive thoughts and responses. Now, let's talk about name and logo development. Your company should be researched with your county and state. You should also do a Google search to make sure it is not a trademark name or too close to another name in your search. If so, you want to alter it for distinction so your target market will not be directed to the other company's site. In addition, take a close look at their logo to make sure your company logo is different and cannot be easily confused with the competition. Your name and logo should be unique to you and represent your company's brand and image. Ideally, it should be short and catchy so it's easily remembered and reflect the type of products and services your company offers. The colors chosen should be complementary to the name, company brand, and appeal to your target audience. This helps to market more effectively. Because your logo will be used on all materials, be sure to test how it looks in small and larger fonts. It should be crisp, clean, and appealing. Several other considerations regarding brand creation are website, business card, email, phone communication, press kit, image, and social media development. Website development can be compared to a brick and mortar building, but it's online. Instead of your customer or client coming to you, it is an opportunity to go directly to them anywhere at any time, 24 hours a day. If done correctly, it can be a powerful lead generating tool and drive company profits. Your business card should reflect your company's brand and say the doors are open for business. At minimum, it should have your company name, your name, title, contact number, email, social media platforms, your company's name, logo, and website. Establish a professional email instead of one generated on Google or other platforms. Phone communication should be professional, concise, prompt, and welcoming. Press kits are a great way to tell your company's story and help your target audience learn about the person behind the company. Lastly, social media connects you and your business to the world, and if you don't utilize it, you will be missing out on revenue-generating opportunities. All mediums should reflect your brand. And remember to represent your company well in your thinking, dress, speaking, and the way you interact with people. You are your brand, and your brand means everything to your company. This ends today's 5 Minutes to Success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluhing.com. That's PamelaLuehing.com. I invite you to like and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/PLuehing. That's PLUEHING. And until next month, turn your passion and purpose into a profit-making business. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
Well, all right, Miss Pamela. You broke it all the way down, didn't she, H-Rain?
She really did.
Oh, she broke that thing down. And you know what? So many people don't understand the process of that. You have to get your stuff in order. You have to ask. You have to study. You have to do that, because otherwise you won't know. Nobody will understand what you're saying. What is your message? What is your brand? And all of these things, having business cards, having communication on social media, having a press kit, you need a press kit.
You need that. You need it. Yep.
Because how are you going to send it out to people? You need something that speaks volumes about who you are, what you represent, what's your message, you know, what have you done? You need all of that in a package. So when you submit them out to other people, they'll be able to read over it and they'll be able to get it and say, okay, this works for me. Let's do business. Let's connect. Let me be on their show, or let me be a part of their clothing line or whatever. So you definitely need a press kit no matter what you're doing. But I thought that was very informative, didn't you, H-Rain?
I did. And it's so needed, because you have too many people. You have so many people, they don't understand that whatever you do on stage, or, you know, with your talent, your craft, you still need some type of representation in writing and in print, you know, to be out there working some areas that you really can't reach by standing on the stage alone. You know what I mean? You got to have that that packaging, you know, and things in print, you know, to really represent who you are, what you're trying to do, and what it is you have to offer. So I'm a I have a real passion for, you know, that side of the business with, you know, with the art. So it was definitely needed. Good stuff. Go, Pam, go.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, now we're getting ready to go right into 5 minutes of fitness. We got to know more about that. So we all about mind, body, and soul. We're going to touch down on opportunities for you. We're going to touch down on business skills and what you need to do to brand yourself and what a brand get out there, what God has placed into you. Listen, those days back in the day when everybody did everything by foot and by word of mouth, you know, through the grapevine, through the, you know, the string and the can. Those days are over. Everything is very technical right now. Technology has taken over. And right now, yeah, everybody's reading emails and everybody's looking on Facebook and everybody's looking through, you know, linkage and LinkedIn and all of those, Google Plus, everything. So you got to have it together. You got to have a business card. You got to have a press kit. You got to have all of that. And listen, once you start getting out there and doors are getting open, and you got to stay fit, because listen, this is not for the weary. You have got to have your body in shape. You got to eat healthy. You got to, you know, work out. You got to keep your stamina up. Again, like Dr. Steve said earlier with Charisma Media Creation House, he said it himself. You can, you know, you can do all things through Christ, and that means you can wear multiple hats. So you got to be physically fit as well as organized, as well Absolutely. As spiritually grounded. Wouldn't you agree, A-Train?
I totally agree. Absolutely.
Well, listen, we're about to get Antonio Sehorn, personal trainer, straight out of Detroit, Michigan. He's coming on to join us with Complete Victory Fitness and Health. What's going on, Al?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys forgot about me. I've been sitting here anxiously waiting. What's going on?
Only you would say that, Al. Only you would say that. You got 5 minutes. Let's go. What you got to tell the listeners?
Oh, well, you know, I just want to say that you can reach me at Complete Victory Fitness and Health on Facebook. You can also reach me on Instagram at No Excuses, Just Results. I just want to let everybody know, my niche target is women who are fabulous, non-apologetic, and over 40, you know, and that's my target right there. And I specialize in really quick workouts because I know my target audience are those women. They're busy, they're mothers, they're young grandmothers. And their wives, and they got busy lives. So I specialize in, you know, doing really quick workouts. The American College of Sports Medicine says you need to do at least 150 minutes per week of moderate to vigorous exercises. And that could be anywhere from, you know, adding jumping jacks into your workout, modified push-ups. You know, some of the things that were demonstrated in your fitness video can be all added in, can be done in a short period of time to get you a moderate to vigorous high-intensity workout. So, you know, you want to get that in. I'm all about that. And for examples of that, you can always go to my Instagram page. Again, No Excuses, Just Results, or some of the videos I've posted on my Facebook page, Complete Victory Fitness and Health. So you can go there and see examples of really quick workouts you can do, because I know everybody's pretty much pressed for time, and sometimes they don't always make time for working out, which is vital because it helps with a lot of different things. It's definitely a good stress reliever. It improves sleepability, so it's important to get that workout in. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be an hour-long workout. Everybody don't have time to spend an hour or 2 hours in the gym. So if you can get in 15, 20 minutes of a nice, moderate to vigorous exercise fitness regimen in 15, 20 minutes, you've done what you need to do for the day, and you can get on with the rest of your day.
Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, you know, that we do agree with that. And so thank you so much, Al, for joining us and letting us know and telling the listeners about that. And again, where can they follow you?
Again, they can follow me on Facebook at Complete Victory Fitness and Health, or you can reach me on Instagram at No Excuses, Just Results. I'm there. We've got videos posted up. And if you I'm running some awesome specials now right now, 30% off all PT packages. Running up until December 15th. So all my listeners that are in Detroit area, please come see me. Go visit my Instagram page or my Facebook page, and those specials are there, and I'm more than happy to help. Again, I love what I do. I have a passion for it. I always said if I become a millionaire, I probably would do this for free. That's just how much I love what I do. It was I don't know what more to say. I love the fitness industry. I'm continuously educating myself on the new techniques and how to, you know, get people to get their results quicker. But again, it's time and effort, and I'm all about efficiency. First thing, safety, and the second part, efficiency, making sure you can get the maximum amount out of your workout.
What exactly are you looking for the people to receive from working out, other than just, getting fit, fit and getting their goals met? What exactly are you looking for when you're training somebody? What are you pulling out of them? What would you like to see them develop as well as their physical?
Well, the biggest thing for me is their confidence. I'm trying to build confidence in them, and I see that as they get closer to reaching their goals, building confidence. You have some people who come and seek my services out, and then they're a little, they might not be too sure about what to do and how to do it. And I give them, and what the takeaway is when you leave me, or when you're training with me, is that when you're ready to go on vacation, there's no excuse why you can't work out. I give you the techniques and tools to be able to go when you're on vacation, to be able to still get your workout in while you're on vacation. So again, I heard you mention earlier that it is fitness is an ongoing process, but I believe the biggest thing I want to get out of my clients, or the takeaway when they're working out with me, is to build confidence as they get closer to reaching their fitness goals. It's to just build confidence in each and every client that is under my care, to build confidence.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much, Altonio, fitness personal trainer, straight out of the D, representing my homeboy from school. I so appreciate working with you. Thank you so much. He's also a special guest that was in my fitness DVD, Health and Soul. Yep. So you can see him on there as well, doing exercises along with what he was describing earlier, as well as his social media. One more time, Al, so they can know where to reach you to see your videos.
Sure, it's a Complete Victory Fitness and Health on Facebook, and then No Excuses, Just Results on Instagram. And my phone number is 313-622-2204. You can reach me, and I'll be more than happy to help and get you started on those fitness goals, especially for 2017. It's time to get healthy and stay healthy, baby.
Get rid of that fluff. Get rid of that turkey fluff, that ham fluff, and them chitlins fluff. Y'all know y'all eating them chitlins. Don't even try it. All right.
Right, and let's not wait until after the first of the year. Let's get started now, people.
All right, Al. Okay, thank you so much. We love you. Take care. Until next time, all right? All right, check him out, y'all. All right, we're going to go on to commercial break, and we'll be right back with me and my main man, A-Train, straight out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, hey, this is MC Light with the Love Jones crew, and right now you're checking out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, so A-Train, so now we're on to you. And listen, you were telling us about Denver, and then you want to talk about Pastor Shirley Caesar, because you know you love you some Pastor Shirley Caesar, and you even know all the lyrics. I don't even know the lyrics like you know the lyrics. But listen, Pastor Shirley Caesar is the cutest. Oh, my gosh, she is so adorable. She is so cute.
So energetic. And so
energetic. And just so anointed all at the same time. People would think that because she's so anointed and been around for such a long time and been such a trailblazer for so many in pastoral ministry and music, you know, even being on television, movies, winning so many awards, got a walk of fame, a star.
Right.
I mean, she's done it all, you know what I mean? And she's still going. And people would think that she's really stuffy or just like that really prune face of preacher. She
but
is
she's
far
not.
From that. Miss Patty said on stage that she said she's still got the juices. She said, I'm still good for marriage. She still want to get married. She still want to date. She's so such a girly girl and so cute. I just love her. But yeah, it was great. Yeah. I'm interviewing her and Ja'Kalen Carr. And, you know, Columbia, South Carolina, I just got nothing but love for them. Augusta, Jackson. They just, I'm telling you, they live, okay? They just get it on.
You guys did a video. Didn't you do a video interview of Pastor Shirley?
We did. We did do an interview. I interviewed them, and we were talking about it. And so she was sharing a lot about her feelings about everything. And actually, A-Train, I was the first interview as far as – I know she was on the radio station in Columbia, South Carolina, first.
Uh-huh,
they were the first – initial interview, but I got my own video recorded interview, the first one before Wendy Williams or anybody else, hunty. Do you know how she did an interview with Wendy Williams after my interview, so we had already you know, hundreds and thousands of people had already seen, you know, just her thoughts on everything, and she was really able to express her heart, and so it was just such a blessing. And one thing she wanted people to know is that she a pastor and that she loves the Lord and that she really would prefer not the twerking. She made it very clear. If you know, I really don't like all that shaking. Because I'm a godly woman. She wanted to make sure. But Pastor Shirley got t-shirts on sale.
I saw that. It's got mugs too, right? Like coffee mugs, right? I saw coffee mugs on her Instagram. I was like, wow. But the cool part about it is not only is she selling the, you know, the coffee mugs and the t-shirts, but the information that I saw attached to it was saying that it was going to a charity. Like all of the proceeds were going to a charity. So I thought that was awesome. That was awesome. What was awesome about the whole ordeal, and I shared this with a couple of a comedian friends of mine. It was like, I appreciate whoever it was that, you know, created the video, because the way that they did it, they didn't degrade Pastor Shirley Caesar. Neither did they make fun of her, but they just took what she said and kind of add it to her brand. You know what I mean? Where a lot of times in social media, people will do things like that, and they'll try to degrade the person or talk about the person, you know, in a bad way or a negative light. But this situation, it was nowhere near that. It was just pure fun, you know, and a joy, like, you know, to experience. So I thought that was really cool and really
crafty.
Even with the twerking
and some people pushing the limits, I mean, she's just such a good-hearted, good-spirit person. She's just so excited about just how God is just expanding her and getting, you know, bringing who she is, you know, out into another generation. I mean, that's all it is. She's just endless. I mean, God is just really expanding her territory each and every season. Definitely just a blessing. And Ja'Kalen Carr, she calls her daughter. That's a blessing with connection with Ja'Kalen Carr and that anointing on her life. It was just an amazing time. And then the following week, we were at the Love Jones play, and I got to interview Jamecia Nesby and Nesby's daughter, who is,
Dr.
you know,
Gina be all over the road. You be killing the road, sis.
You better know we got to do what we got to do. You better know when God said go, you got to go. And you know, Adrian, you know it's all for divine purpose. We may not know the whole picture right now, but like I want the listeners to know, you know, you got to just take the steps that he tells you. They're already ordered and ordained. You don't need to worry. He will take care of you and everything that concerns you. And all you got to do is take those steps. And like with you, A-Train, you know, with everything that's going on with me and you seem like, and your wife, we're all connecting at this time where God is just doing so many amazing things. I mean, I can't go on social media without not feeling like I'm right there. I think I feel like I'm right on your hip.
It's amazing, I tell you.
Y'all put it out there. Listen, you got t-shirts all over the nation. I see babies with a t-shirt on. Do it again and see what happens. You got so much going on. You are blasting the heck out of the Rich Show that's going on in February, which I want you to tell the listeners about. I mean, it's just
I'm
so many things going on. Well, tell everybody that don't know, catch them up and tell them how they can follow you so they can feel like they are part of your life too.
Absolutely, because we got some big things popping off. The Ritz Theater here in Jacksonville, Florida, has picked up my comedy series, and we are having the A-Train Live experience, you know, which is my comedy series at the Ritz Theater, and our show that's coming up is February 24th, and I'll be bringing in comedian Ambrose Jones from NBC's Last Comic Standing. He's done Gotham Live, and Keenan Ivory Wayans says that, you know, Ambrose Jones reminds him of a country Chris Rock. Ellen DeGeneres says that Ambrose is one of her favorites. So we're talking about a real top-notch comedy show. Of course, I'll be performing, you know what I mean? And this is has been advertised and promoted, you know, as one of the premier comedy shows here in the city of Jacksonville by Jacksonville Events. So I'm really excited about it. It's a big deal. You know, it's a blessing from God. And I'm truly humbled, you know, knowing that, you know, I have a chance to operate on a platform like this, because the Rich Theater is one of the historical Black theaters here in the city. They've been around since 1929, and this is the first time in the history of that theater that they've had a comedy series take residence in that theater. So we're making moves here in the city. We're making moves in the game of comedy. Not only is the city of Jacksonville excited about it, but we've been receiving phone calls and emails from other entities outside of the city congratulating us on, you know, our achievement here at the Rich Theater. So the next show coming up is on the 24th of February. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can contact the Rich Theater box office at 904-632-5555, or you just go to their website, RichJacksonville.com, and purchase your tickets. So I'm really excited about it. You can follow me on Instagram under Do It Again and see what happens. All spelled out, one word, Do It Again and see what happens. And I'm also on Twitter at A-Train Live, and I'm on Facebook under A-Train Live as well. So we're out here, and we're really pushing this show because it's definitely something to get excited about.
Well, listen, I'm trying to be in the house myself. It's around my birthday, so you know I want to come. And listen,
yes,
I want everybody
to be there, sis.
Yeah, I want everybody to get a t-shirt. Listen, get in touch with him. Go on his social media. DM, IM him, DM. What is it?
Yes, yes. Yeah, hit me in my DMs, yeah.
Yeah, DM him so you can get your Do It Again and See What Happens t-shirt. They're black with white and red on it. I love them. I'm getting one. And listen, those of you that are ready to get your Health and Soul Fitness DVD, I'm giving two away today. If you are the
there
first
two,
go on drjeanarprince@gmail.com and say Do It Again and see what happens. And then you'll be able to get the fitness DVD. See how we work together? That's all you got to do. I want to make sure everybody listening. Y'all get Do It Again and See What Happens. And whoever's
that's
the first two, you win a Health and Soul Fitness DVD. And also, if you want to catch up with me before the second book come out at the Keys Against the Enemy in 2017 in the spring, go ahead and win you a copy today, Born Into Sin, Transforming the Destiny. Again, email me also at drjeanarprince@gmail.com and put in Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny and get your copy. I will send it out immediately. We got winners all the time on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I love you so much, A-Train, for joining me always. And I can't wait to have your wife join us. I think she'll be coming on
yes.
next early next month.
Next,
and When is
I think, is it next week? Because her event is on the 11th of December. So I think
next Wednesday, Tracy's going to be joining us to talk about her book. It's all about books. Write it out. Talk it out. Get
there
it right.
It
do your workouts. Get your press kits and all that. Listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.